Welcome to Fun Size Fiction. Treat your ears with tiny tales, written and read by Renee Canolti. That's me. And here's this week's story. Dance Crush. New favourite shoes? Check. Spare shoes in case new shoes aren't quite broken in? Check. 19 t-shirts, one for each hour of dance class, plus a few spares. Check. 4 pairs of shorts and 5 skirts. They won't get as sweaty as shirts, and people shouldn't be touching my ass anyway. Check. Socks, undies, bras? Check, check, check. Enough bottled water to last a week on a desert island? Or a week in Adelaide? Their tap water's disgusting. Check. I loaded everything into the boot of my car and drove around to Tina's house. We'd booked our tickets to the swing dance workshop the moment I'd heard Sasha would present the class on Balboa. I'd had a dance crush on Sasha ever since I'd seen her perform last year. Oh, to move like that. I rang Tina's doorbell, then let myself in. Ready to go? Just a minute. Tina's reply was followed by an almighty crash and a string of swear words. I ran through the house to find her sprawled on the floor, clutching her ankle. I'll get some ice. I returned with a bag of frozen peas wrapped in a tea towel and eased them onto her rapidly swelling ankle. Don't think I'll be dancing this weekend. Not sure you'll be walking. Can you move it? Tina's face scrunched up. Nope. Better get it checked out. I helped Tina hop to my car and drove her to the hospital. The x-ray confirmed a fracture. Are you comfortable? I asked. Tina lay on the hospital bed, her foot elevated and strapped into a supportive boot. She giggled. Her pain meds had kicked in. I placed my hand on her shoulder. I'll be back tomorrow afternoon, after your surgery. Her brow furrowed. No, you'll be in Adelaide. I'm not driving all that way myself. You can't cancel. You've been looking forward to this weekend for so long. So have you. But you shouldn't miss it because of me. Tina shook her head. Could you fly? I can't afford that. I can. I'm not taking your money. It's okay. I'll get the workshop video next week. I picked up my phone and texted the workshop organiser to explain our situation. There might be someone on the waiting list who could take our tickets. As I was about to go home, my phone rang. How long would it take you to get to Preston? The workshop organiser asked. About half an hour. Great, I found someone with a spare seat. They're leaving in 45 minutes. Okay. I'll text you the address and let them know you're coming. I ended the call and grinned. They found me a ride. Who with? Tina asked. Forgot to ask. Maybe I shouldn't. Go. Text me when you get there. I pulled into the unfamiliar driveway, but was greeted by a familiar face. I'm Sasha. I don't think we've met, but I'm sure we'll get to know each other on the drive. Discover how Nadine and Derek from Sing 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 got together. Read Cheek to Cheek in the Kindred Kisses collection, available free from the Kindred Ink Press website. kindredinkpress.com/titles/kindred-kisses-volume-1. Want to find out how Karen and Lowen from The Elephant in the Room first met? Read Jeepers Creepers in the Gotta Be This or That short story duet, available from your favourite ebook retailer. bookstoread.com/GBTOT. I know how George and Annie from Surprise Party first met, but you'll have to wait until the second book in the Got That Swing series is released. Sign up to my newsletter to make sure you don't miss it. eepurl.com/bPYY5R. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this story, hit subscribe so you don't miss my next Fun Size Fiction. You can find out more about me and my writing on my website, heysaidrenee.blogspot.com.